Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Shaniqua?
Yes, this is Shaniqua.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fair, you know, for a day at work anyway, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Sarah went overnight, so you're on my team now.
Oh,
so
I've
been looking over your QA.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And it's been, well, you know, it appears that our schedules kind of conflict, so I'm not really on at the same time you are a lot. So I'm glad that I was able to catch you today.
Okay, yes, sir.
So if you have any issues concerning, you know, your ongoings at ASK or phone calls or anything, feel free to reach out to me at any time and I'll figure it out. We'll work together to make sure everyone's happy.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And is Mr. John?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. John, and nice meeting you.
Likewise. And, well, I do want to go over some phone calls with you from your QAs from last week.
Okay.
You may have noticed that you did average 86.
Yes, and I never scored that before. I was having just a bad timing and week with family issues, so it was reflecting with the calls and jobs. So I was like, okay, now pick that back up because you usually get, you know, call-ins and congratulations, and you know my QAs usually always be up there.
That's what Sarah told me.
Yeah, I just looked at them. I was like, oh my God, it reflected me from totally all last week. But I promise you, you'll never have to worry about that again. It just was a hard time with family issues there going on. And again, I have twins, so school started back. So it was getting them set up with virtual. It was a mess on my end. Was trying to get two computers and two kids. Let's not even think about it, but I finally got it there. So it was that plus frustration. But I promise I am working on that and getting those QAs pushed back right back up.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I certainly appreciate it. And, you know, based on what I've talked to with Sarah, I do think that you're going to be a great agent and a good asset to my team. I'm sending you now a bullet point of all the QAs and all the issues that we can address and a way to assist you. And I'll just go over that real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Of course, you had four calls to be QA'd, and this is the four bullet points from those calls. You must end every phone call with thank you for calling customer service or customer support or whatever you say. You just have to say it at the end of the phone call. And that that was a 90 you got for your closing brand.
Okay.
You also received an 80 for not asking the customers where they saw the ad. And trust me, look, I do this too. Sometimes it's hard to keep up with.
Yes.
My trick of the trade here is any time that you have to select Giga Marketing or Mamba Marketing,
just go ahead and X.
That's when you know that you're going to have to ask about the ad on that phone call.
Right.
Those are the visual triggers that I try to make myself recognize it with. So I try to pass that forward to my agents. It's really hard to keep up with it otherwise, unless you're just going back and forth from the script the whole time, and who's doing that really?
Yes, sir. Okay.
The next thing is anytime a customer verifies their address, the very next thing you do is say the name of the product. That's whether it's canceled, refunded, or anything. Because the reason being is if we lose all information and the only thing that we have to go by is that recording, if we know the name of the product, we can kind of backtrack and figure out the campaign and figure out where the account will be.
Okay. Yes, sir. Gotcha.
And the last call was a 0. It was for call abandonment. And I'm not sure what happened here, but you got the call. The customer said hello. At some point, you said something that as far as you probably stepped the wrong way, and the customer kept saying hello, and you wasn't responding to him.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe. I mean, you know, it was a zero.
I kind of
call
be familiar with that one, and I'll say, you know, or maybe they'll be on mute and I'll catch that, but I'm not familiar with that one there at all.
Maybe you
but,
thought you went to break and you got a call come in afterwards, or I'm not
quite too certain. Maybe so, but all of these will, I tell you, they will be corrected. I promise you, you won't see that. None of these at all anymore, because I always try to keep it above, you know, hundreds and nineties as much as I can there.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate the effort, and, you know, and I noticed that you didn't even, you haven't even had a, like a disciplinary in the system so far. So this is just going to be us talking about that. Of course,
okay.
You know, we pay agents to handle phone calls, so we do expect you to attempt to handle every call sent your way. So,
yes,
you know,
sir.
We can chalk that one up to a mistake, and you can fix it moving forward, and everything will be fine.
Okay, and I appreciate you so much.
No problem, you know, and I'll be here for you anytime that you need assistance. So just let me know.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me regarding anything?
Now I do. Once I just realized it. Once I was actually sent home, I don't think I grabbed a charger. It should be still at the desk that I'm at. My kids argued me down that this was one of theirs, and I do think it really is because it fits to the laptop here, but one of theirs are missing and it's compatible to the other one. And then it actually, when I hook it in, and actually it charges, but it says like it's not the compatible one for this desktop as well. So is it any particular time that maybe I can come in and speak with someone or who actually relieved me to go home to look at that desk to get the charger for the lab?
Well, at this point, it's that charger's probably been picked up by the IT team if you just have one that was laying out. So what I would do is just I would contact IT and let them know that you probably left a charger and you're using one of your kids' chargers, and they'll probably arrange for you to come pick one up that's compatible.
Right. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. That was the only thing on that end there. And I was wondering, you know, if I should text them on here or not, but by me having you on the phone, I just went ahead and asked that.
Perfect. They'll take care of that way. And
okay.
Yeah, you never know. I know how my kids. Well, I have a daughter, and she loses her. Like she has like three laptops, and we can't find a single charger.
And I'm like, wait a minute. No, I've been brought this from home. It's like, no, Mama. Look at how it's made. These are ours too. You must be playing. I'm like, no. So I've been using you all since, and once I do, you know, charge it in, it does tell me, you know, that it's charging, but it's not the compatible one. So I'm like, okay, so maybe they were telling me the truth then.
Yeah, it sounds like they know.
Yes,
you know,
they
do
more
nowadays
than me. I was just about to say that with this technology thing here. Yes, sir, but I appreciate you so much for your time. I will be getting that taken care of and also bettered on my end where you will see those shoot back up for you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I certainly appreciate it. And like I said, reach out to me anytime.
Okay. Thank you. And nice to meet you again.
Likewise.
Okay. You have
Enjoy
a good
the rest
one, sir.
Of your day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.